Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, August 19th edition of the program. We've got a whole lot of crime stories and a Republican party that is flailing right now to try to make sense of why their numbers are dropping. I got an idea. Talk about crime. I got an idea. Talk about the border. We'll get into that coming up here in just a second. Plus, the Mar-a-Lago raid likely to fade. The CDC, the worst three-letter federal agency in existence. We'll be discussing that in just a moment here. But have you ever heard the news of a data breach at Twitter? Because it happened 8 months ago, but it affected more than 5 million users. According to reports, the phone numbers and email addresses of those Twitter accounts were placed for sale on the dark web. Twitter verified the bug the cyber thief used to access the data and that it was fixed, but that stolen data is now for sale on the black market. This is a great example of how cyber thieves operate. First a data breach, then the sale of that data, then your data is in the wrong hands without you knowing about it. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Protecting your identity can be easy with LifeLock by Norton. They're set up to monitor online transactions and new account openings. If they see activity in your name that's not right, they're quick to alert you. I've been a LifeLock member for a long time, and I can't tell you the countless number of times I've heard from them. They're very helpful, very reassuring. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year with promo code BUCK. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go online to LifeLock.com and use my name, Buck, B-U-C-K, for 25% off. That's 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code BUCK for 25% off. Republicans, I got an idea. Stop just talking about inflation and start talking about things like the border, which is wide open, which is the most lawless it has ever been because of Democrat policies, and crime, which is a huge problem, not just in big cities. It's a big problem in places all over the country these days. Pretty much the whole country is going through a surge in crime. And I think people need to talk about this a whole lot more. Here is, for example, last night on Hannity's show on Fox, Stephen Miller, formerly of the Trump White House, saying that Republicans need to wake up and start talking to people about what matters in advance of this midterm, or else they're going to forget and there will be no accountability. Play the clip.
I was a congressional staffer for almost a decade. I went to all of these presentations. So what they do is they sit you down and they say, well, we ran a message and it says that controlling wasteful Washington spending polls at 95%. To which I would say, you know what else polls at 95%? I like cotton candy. I think airplanes are really neat and super cool. But I enjoy watching movies on Sunday. None of that gets anybody elected. What gets people elected is pushing messages where there's nowhere to hide. I'm for putting violent criminals behind bars. I'm for deporting exactly. illegal aliens, and you're not, so I win and you lose. That's how you win elections.
Yes, he's right. The American people that we need to vote Republican care about the southern border. Independents, swing voters, the voters who are up for grabs care about the issue of crime. I mean, just in the last 24 hours or so, you take a look at what has been reported. I mean, you had the NYPD released a video of five teenagers, including three girls, female teenagers, who stomped and pounded a cab driver to death on video. Guy's married, he's got children, now he's dead. Because they skipped out on a fare and he chased after them. They beat him to death with their bare hands. Do you think any of those teenagers are going to spend a lot of time in prison for that? No. Guarantee you they won't. They'll go to some juvenile facility for a little while, they'll be released, and then there'll be some left-wing legal organization that's trying to get it expunged entirely from their records so that it doesn't stop, you know, hurt their job prospects. Murdered a guy. Another individual who you've probably seen who just punched out of nowhere, just blindsided, punched somebody and almost killed the guy, put him in a coma. Nothing in terms of major charges against him. And he's somebody who also has a sexual assault past. So, you know, you wonder, what is it going to take? What is it going to take for people to realize the libs are crazy, folks? They're just letting people out of prison who do really bad things. They're letting criminals free who are bad people who need to be punished. I mean, this is a convicted sex offender who cold-cocked a guy on a Bronx street, leaving him in a coma with brain injuries. This just happened a few days ago. And this guy, Bwief Van Foo, he was charged by the Bronx District Attorney's Office with assault and harassment, which are misdemeanors. The victim requires brain surgery. This guy got charged with misdemeanors, already released. These psycho libs who think the world is going to end because of CO2 and climate change also somehow think that holding violent criminals accountable is bad. Probably racist. Usually that's what they say. It's just racist. Enforcing the law, racist. And you say, well, wait, well, who's involved and why is it racist? They don't care. They just call it racist. There's so many of these incidents. San Francisco, Cleveland, and Portland's downtowns are the most deserted in the country. A number of other cities, including New Orleans, deserted downtowns too. You know why? Crime. Why is crime up so high in these places? Because Democrats decided that that's what needs to happen to make our society function better. We need to empty out the prisons. In fact, here we got John Fetterman, who's running for Senate in Pennsylvania, and right now has, in the polls, a pretty big lead over Dr. Oz, which is just, I don't know. I cannot imagine being so foolish and having such poor judgment that thinking this guy Fetterman is a good option for the state of Pennsylvania. But there are people, that's what they think. Here he is saying that he agrees, this is a couple of years ago, that he agrees with emptying out prisons in Pennsylvania. Play that clip.
I was on a panel with Secretary Wetzel earlier before the pandemic hit, and he said something remarkable that I agree with. He said, we could reduce our prison population by a third and not make anyone less safe in Pennsylvania. And that's a profound statement.
A profoundly stupid statement that has been proven wrong. Prisons have released lots and lots of inmates in Pennsylvania. I think in the Philadelphia area, it's down about 30%. Philadelphia had its worst year ever for murders in its history last year and is on track to beat that record this year. This is what happens when you say, let's just let a third of all people that are incarcerated for serious crimes, let's just let them out. Find some excuse, find some bureaucratic rationale to let them go free without paying their debt to society. We are less safe as a result of this. This is what is happening all over the country. Why aren't all Republicans pointing out this didn't just occur? Democrats demanded this. We got the policies the Democrats wanted, and it made us all less safe. It made minorities less safe in their communities. It made everybody less safe in all communities. This is appalling. And then you think about the COVID situation and the CDC, which is now coming out and saying, yeah, we made some mistakes. They didn't make some mistakes. The CDC got everything wrong during COVID. The CDC did nothing but make mistakes during COVID. They were wrong about masks, wrong about ventilators, wrong about herd immunity, wrong about vaccine efficacy, wrong about social distancing, wrong about lockdowns. They were wrong about literally every major decision of the pandemic. Every single one. Wrong. Wrong. All of it. Wash your hands. That'll stop it. Notice that you don't even hear that anymore because it has nothing to do with washing your hands. It's moronic. But now you've got Fauci going, you know, we're really brave because we're willing to say that maybe there were a few places where mistakes, theoretically in the aggregate of the congregate setting, may have been made. Here, play this Fauci clip.
Realizing and recognizing the shortcomings that have been there for quite a long time, long antedating Dr. Walensky's tenure. And I think it was the stress and the challenge of a historic pandemic that brought some of those deficiencies into sharp relief. I believe we should commend them for realizing that, particularly Dr. Walensky. There are very, very good people at the CDC. There was an issue with the culture of how they approach their responsibility as a public health agency that I think has now been recognized. So I'm actually optimistic that given the fact that the problems have now been recognized, that there's a pathway to making a very good organization much better.
The problems have not been recognized, not fully, not even close. They got everything wrong. They became politicized Democrat hacks. It's a disaster. They should be ashamed. And every person in a leadership role in public health during COVID at the CDC, the NIH should be fired. That's step one. That's not even fixing it all. That's step one. But Fauci wants to take a bow because now that their last stronghold was, oh, but the vaccines are so amazing. The vaccines will end the pandemic. Nope. They were wrong about that, too. And so here we are. Notice all the people that during this pandemic were reaching out to me to tell me horrible things about how awful I was, how wrong I was. None of them reach out now to apologize and say, I'm sorry. Because for them, it's just about collective delusion and just reaffirming their biases. They'd rather just keep believing things that aren't true than have to accept the realization they're not as smart as they think they are. And there are other people that have better judgment, better knowledge than them. Yeah. The libs got the pandemic totally wrong. The Democrat Party deserves to be crushed at the polls on COVID alone. You add crime into it. You add the border into it. That should be all she wrote. But unfortunately, friends, there's going to be some close races. And I'm not sure we're going to take the Senate. So get mobilized, get activated, get out there. Spread the word. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday. Shields high.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.